You know, I'm not used to smiling this much now.
You guys,
this is
are
so
all
great to be here. Thank you, Lincoln Hall.
Thank you.
Whoa, this is crazy having people up there, too.
Yeah.
People
you guys are
can
all
throw
on our
drinks.
Instagram story. You're all on our Instagram. It's official. It's been uploaded.
Oh, my God. People can throw drinks at us from so many different angles now, man.
I know. I always get, like, it's funny. This is now, like, our third, I think, one of the third big show that we've done, and each one I get this like thing where I'm like shaking now. Like, it's so crazy that you guys are all here.
Thank God I didn't take my teamy today.
So, by
welcome
the
to Lincoln Hall. Shit on the floor. Yeah. Right, welcome to Chicago.
Oh my God, I like haven't been to Chicago in like 3 years, and I always forget how like amazing and beautiful this city is. You guys have an amazing city.
It really is. It's like a clean, nice New York.
Yeah. Yeah, it's super
bizarre.
Super nice.
I walked around a farmer's market today, and you know how I feel about fruit.
Yeah. There was, like, no poop on the sidewalk.
I know. Everyone was so nice.
I know. It was amazing.
Rob, you mind if I rob you? You don't mind, do you?
Yeah.
You don't mind, do you?
The politest muggers in the world. Thank you, everyone who came to this show, because I know some of you guys are not even from Chicago. You guys, like, flew here, so...
Flyers.
It's awesome. We have some people who've been at some of our shows before, so we want to thank you guys for coming to our
show. Oh, hello, Heather.
Yeah,
oh, hello,
Heather right there. Thank you to everyone who's been. I like how I'm doing like an Oscar speech. Like,
yeah, what the heck? But sitting down. That's like the best way to do an Oscar speech ever. Like, I'm exhausted, all right.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Christine Baranski. Thank you. That's it. By the way, good wife. I know it's not really taped here, but that made me fall in love with Chicago. I mean, even more than the musical, because I knew that wasn't here. I saw it in, like, El Paso, you know?
Yeah. we're really super excited that you guys all came out here on a Wednesday night at, 6:30 p.m. or something. So thank you for coming to our first of two shows of this evening, which is going to be super cool. Tonight we're going to talk about...
The Early Bird Special, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, something...
Get some flapjacks.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm talking like that so much because I'm sure, as you noticed, Miss Leanne Larkin's in the house.
That's right.
Leanne!
A real-life Real Housewife is here. From Dallas. She's a real housewife. She's not a mimicker.
It's always so great to meet you guys in real life and just realize how bad our imitations really are. It's like not even close.
Yeah.
She walked in. We were like, yeah, mimicker. This is like 30 terrible
She's like,
impersonations.
Hello, how are you?
She's like, great. Like, yeah.
By the way, we're really excited that you guys are all here, and we have a show coming up in San Francisco. And for people who will be listening to this at home, those tickets go on sale tomorrow. There's a pre-sale. And the password for that is, in all caps lock, Crappins. So,
stop yelling, Ben.
We really hope that everyone in San Francisco comes to the show. And hopefully everyone here in Chicago will be able to, like, remind them why it's such a good, fun experience. Because we got, like, all these cool people here.
Well, let's get on with it. What's that? Darling.
This is Aileen. Well, this is the famous Aileen.
Aileen. Please don't tell Aileen about any shit that's been talked about her.
This is Ronnie's friend, Aileen. Not to be confused with Kyle by Aileen. But
that's not Aileen, too. I know, since this is
Aileen
like a
one.
Music venue, there's a thing back there, and it says band towels. And so I figured there would be like a stack of, like a spa, you know, like where sweaty people just pick up a towel and you like throw it in the back.
But alas.
There's not. There's cocktail napkins, though, so.
So, who here wants to talk Real Houses of Orange County?
This fucking show, Real Housewives of Orange County. So I love the internet, obviously. Like, hello, I live on it. People are so pissed at this show on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
You've got Fat Shannon, who I'm living for Fat Shannon. You know, I say it every week.
Yeah.
I don't say Fat Shannon is a mean thing. I say Fat Shannon is like obsessed. Like I'm obsessed with Fat Shannon, you know.
Uh-huh.
The hats. There was the hat war.
A lot of hats.
Shannon and her. It wasn't Holly Hobby, okay.
No,
who was it, though?
I don't know what it was. Someone said, like, Madeline.
Girl, we got so many screenshots of hats.
Yeah.
Our Facebook messaging is just like bad round hats. Like bad chip trays from Ross, pretty much. I don't know. I don't care who it is, but it was terrible.
Yeah.
And also, it was so bad that we didn't notice that what's her buns?
Lydia.
Was also wearing a terrible round hat. Thank you. It was like a battle of terrible round hats, which we got to see multiple times throughout
the season. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, Orange County is always good for some bad accessories, and they're really good for warring in them, too. So we really appreciated the chip and dip hat versus the clockwork orange hat. It was very exciting.
Do you like that that's my entire defense of the season?
Yeah.
I'm like, why is everybody so mad? Fat Shannon and hats. Yeah. Okay. How are you guys hating this?
Did you see that Kelly Dodd announced today officially that Kelly Dodd and Michael are getting divorced? It was on the news.
Sure.
It was in Daily Mail.
They'll be like War of the Roses.
Why was everyone like, when I said, did you hear about Kelly Dodd? Everyone was like, yeah. And everyone said, did you get a divorce? I was like, what? Why was everyone reacting to the first time?
Because
she made a cupcake.
It's called the American Family, Ben. Okay. We're all rooting for it.
Yeah.
Also, I have to say, I'm so sorry I'm all over the place. I'm not even drinking.
It's Watch What Crappens. We are always all over the place.
I have to say, Chicago, so many young people have babies here. Good for you. I'm glad somebody, where I come from, like you get pregnant in high school and then you're shoved off to like a private school. Like, not private, but like for pregnant girls or whatever. Whatever they used to call it. Yeah. You couldn't say pregnant. I'm like 90. But here, like where I'm staying, there's all these like 23-year-old girls with babies, and they're happy about it. Like, I think they did it on purpose. Where are we?
Yeah. It's a weird world.
Yeah, so your American Family. Okay, Kelly Dodd and Michael getting divorced. You know how many times, if they had had Radar Online throughout their marriage, that would have been printed like 97 million times. Of course they're getting divorced. We knew her 5 seconds, and he and she both threatened to divorce each other 30 times.
That's not even a joke.
And they did it while hugging and kissing and holding hands.
Yeah.
Well, some people are just like that. It'll be like War of the Roses. Those bitches ain't quitting until they're under a chandelier, and still they'll try and hold hands or something.
So that's the hot gossip that no one really cares about. So...
It's just a couple. It's like they're always fighting, and then she calls you, and she's like, he's so mean to me. Like, you're a terrorist, okay? Stop calling me.
Yeah.
Because then tomorrow you're going to make up, and then he's going to give me dirty looks because you're going to be like, Ronnie called you a faggot or whatever, you know? Not fair. Do not drag me in the middle.
Yeah.
Again.
But they were super nice.
Kelly. Just kidding.
So anyway, speaking of Kelly, this episode of Orange County this week, it actually opens up with her, she's waking up for her big old boob reduction. And in case anyone didn't notice on Monday night, it was like Monday night boob reduction, bravo. Everyone, including our guest here, Leanne Locken, got their boobs done.
I know. It's like funky nipples just out in the ether and you guys just kind of grab. There was so much nipple fixing. I'd never heard of nipple fixing before.
Yeah, and it was like all Monday night on Bravo, everyone's fixing their nipples. It's like they knew we were doing a Chicago show. It was like an ER tie-in or something.
Okay, this is a huge episode for Orange County because it's the first one we've ever had, I think, in the entire series where Kelly Dodd has been sober. Ever. Everyone's like, what? Why do I like Kelly now? I'm like, because she's not throwing drinks at you and, like, calling you a faggot. Just kidding. She was sober the whole time. I was personally uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was strange. I didn't know what it was. I didn't really know what was happening. It was like running into your teacher out of school or something. You know, it was like, isn't that a line from Mean Girls? Did I just plagiarize Mean Girls? I feel like I did.
Well, have you ever been friends with an alcoholic besides me, but like a regular alcoholic who then becomes sober? Have you guys ever done
that?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Of course. Look, I support you. But don't look at me like that. Like, congratulations, but still fuck off. Like... My drunk ass has carried your barfing ass home so many times. Like, what, now I have to apologize? Oh, you're too drunk. Fuck off. Where are we going to hang out? Coming to my house.
So Kelly and Michael, they show up at the boob place. And they're, you know, Kelly's feeling anxious and they want to get instructions. And the nurse is like, tells Michael, I'll be back to give you, you know, discharge instructions for Kelly. And all I could think about was like, yeah, like Kelly Dodd discharge. That's all I could think about. I'm sorry, everyone. I had to share that. It's like the ring. I had to pass it on to survive.
Someone commented last week on Facebook and said, I like that Vicky says something like, what does she say in the beginning? Blah, blah, blah. It's you either yes. win or you go home or whatever.
And I'm not going home.
I'm not going home. Like in her new Muppet yell. And they're like, cut to Vicky at home. It was like the first scene. And it made me laugh so hard. And this week it was Megan going, I can handle a baby. And women who act like one. And then it cuts to Megan with a nanny. Like, kind of line is that? I can handle a baby.
By the way,
this
is
my nanny.
We should probably apologize for butchering our Midwest accent. As long as we're here in the Midwest, we apologize for our butchered Vicky Gunvalson Midwestern accent.
It's very difficult.
A lot of subtleties to it, you know.
Which wasn't in Chicago either. It was like Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
I guess that's your partner there in the wood chipper.
My friends Nikki and Craig are here from Minnesota. They're somewhere up somewhere. I don't know where they are. Oh, hey, Minnesotans. And they're with
so
Tim.
This whole like Brady Bunch Squares thing they're doing with this show, it's like half 24 and then like half Brady Bunch. It's like nothing needs to happen quickly and none of these are happy families. Stop with the squares.
Yeah.
So they've been really working with the music this year, you know, like their sound effect music, which we talk about, the tennis ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's not here, but they did whip out some new GarageBand loop. It's called the Sexy Happy Marriage for Today guitar strum loop. Because it was Kelly and Michael. And it's like, you know they've only had to use this once the whole time they've been recording. It's like, Kelly has to be happy. Let's just use the temp. Bring in the temp. So Mike is like, whoa, you look sexy. And she's like, yeah, why is he suddenly being so nice to me? Because you're not drunk, Kelly. Okay? It's like she doesn't remember anything that's ever happened. So they get to the hospital, and he's hugging her or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the nurse is like, that's
whatever, that thing you do.
I don't need to see Kelly hug. Like, drink and don't hug people. So they're hugging, and they're being so, like, romantic in front of the nurse. And she goes, he's so good to me when I'm sick. That's sick.
It's also like a very basic rubric to judge someone by. Like, if your husband isn't good to you when you're sick, then there may be a problem.
You have to specify that.
Yeah.
He's so nice to me when I'm sick. That is really a good husband. Good job.
So she's getting all measured to make sure her boobs are even, which was sort of like a foreshadowing for later in the evening. So then all of a sudden we hear this like porno music. It's like,
hold on, because you could keep that porno music, but I have to mention this disgusting doctor, okay? Her doctor's like, oh, you're lifting a nipple? Yeah. Oh, what a lucky man you've got at home.
That's right.
Gross.
I think and I blocked that out.
Yeah, and he's, yeah. Leave. Why do we live in the only town that you can't say shit like that? I feel like if you said that in Los Angeles, he would be sued. I mean, not crucified, because it's not the most Christian town either. But you know what I mean. He would have gotten in trouble.
Well.
What? What?
No, I think that was a really great platform for this evening.
Okay, so yeah.
So the music, and then all of a sudden you're like, David.
Girl, everybody's question. Is David getting late?
Yeah. So the producers were
trying. Nobody's question. That was nobody's question.
I wish you guys could see the reactions on Leanne's face because they're amazing.
David?
So they're trying to make us sound like Shannon's doing the dirty. But we all know it's that she's like opening up a pickle jar or something like that. Sure enough, she's there on her like spin bike, and she's like panting along, like
David.
40 to 55 more minutes on this.
David knows that my least favorite exercise machine is a spin machine, so he got me one for my birthday.
That's your least favorite. And I love that she's had that conversation.
Like, yeah.
All right, well, let's go through a list of my least favorite exercise machines.
If you were to
get me an exercise machine. At the top would be a Nordic track because I love Scandinavia. At the bottom would be spin because I have vertigo.
And it's one that talks to her, okay?
Yeah.
So it's like, dear, set acceleration, dear.
She's like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Faster, dear.
Fuck you.
Faster,
no.
Dear.
No.
Like, Jesus Christ. Fuck you.
Do I want to spin any farther?
No. No.
Do I have to?
Yes.
And it seemed like the machine was actually listening, and I was like, okay, I know David didn't train that Siri voice. Okay. But this could be the best gift ever to give to Shannon. It's like,
do you remember last year? I was so happy on that birthday.
Move faster, dear. David's just like jerking off in the living room at the big screen. Like, save the man some time.
Yeah. I actually have to say I agree with Shannon, you know, because she's like, it hurts my butt. You have to lean forward. I'm like, that's exactly how I feel when I spin. I hate it. I hate spinning. And then I've done what she, you know, she gets stuck on it and she can't get off. And she's like, oh, God damn it. I'm like, that's me. Every single, if you ever want to see me at solo cycle class, I'm the guy who's like on the floor with my foot still attached to the bike. Help me. I've been here for 3 hours.
You got to strap yourself in. They do need that like stereotypical gay guy in the back on every Housewives show that's like, yes, girl, believe, believe. They're like doing the, they're like,
we are climbing.
Yeah.
5 more minutes and we get to the top of our climb. I'm like, we're staying level.
If you look at it right, morning is night, bitch.
It's like, what? It's like the worst self-help people ever on the spin machines. Cut your hair. So she had no one to say fuck you to except this David Siri voice.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck you, honest to God.
And then she pulls out her whole,
read between these lines, bitch.
Except she addressed it to the bike.
It's these lines, right?
Read between these lines, bike.
Yeah, bike.
I've been there. Listen, Shannon, I really identify with you.
I think we need to give credit to Kelly for bringing back the 90s because, like, who says that? And then who makes it their thing?
Read between the lines, bitch.
It's like, please disengage.
So then we go back over to Kelly.
Fuck me, honest to God.
Kelly is in surgery still. We get like a close up of her suture, the boob, and everything. I was like, oh, I'm gay. I don't like licking boobs anyway.
I don't think it's a gay thing. I mean, it's like a cutoff nipple. I don't think there's like a straight guy standing around like, yeah, look at those nipples getting cut off. It's like a general.
Yeah, a general
thing.
Like dismembered body part. It's difficult.
But this is where we got the knee music because it was like, beep, beep, beep. It's like, yeah, it's like the happiest nipple removal.
It was like
I've
their
ever
version of Stomp. So Kelly's like groggy and like this, she's recovering. She's like groggy and she's like, and then Michael comes in. He's like, I don't know how she manages to still stay beautiful even in this state. And she's like,
we've been asking a lot this season, where is Jesus trainer Mia? Because she's missing, and people have kind of told us gossip, so I guess I kind of know, except never believe Tamara Barney. Duh. Do I have to teach you people everything? Everyone's like, well, Tamara was on Heather. I'm like, who listened to Tamara? Don't listen to Tamara. Anyway, she's back is the point, as the nurse. Jesus trainer. She comes into Kelly and is totally Jesus trainer Mia. She's like, Kelly, wake up! Crunch to Jesus, Kelly.
She's also a spin instructor.
Yeah.
Hurry up, Shannon. She's everywhere, like Michelle Branch. So then Kelly makes her way back to her house to recover and everything. And so she's lying there, and Vicky comes over to visit. You know, because everyone sort of starts coming through, but Vicky's the first one to visit Kelly while she's recuperating, which is great because then it like allowed the editors to once again like trot out the Vicky Gunvalson plastic surgery montage, you know, which is like my favorite. I love it.
Oh, fucking Vicky.
Like watching the seasons change.
Oh, God, I've had a million surgeries. You'd never remember me. I had my brains, my tits, my face, my nose, my chin, my weedus. That's the back of your arm, you know, your elbow. It's not my penis because I don't have a penis. I'll get one if they perfect them, though. You know, men make more money. Cornhole tightening. Underarm flab tight ironing. Had a new right eye put in. Or left. No, right. Wait. It depends on if you're looking at me or I'm looking at you. But, like, what about?
I redid my kitchen. Does that count? My caliente sign?
Had the bed in my Had there been my knee lifted, but God, that was a mistake. Real hard to cross my legs now. Like, okay.
So, yeah, so Vicky is there.
I love that her first, I'm so sorry, but I love that her first example was my brain. I've had tons of surgeries, my brain. Not perfected.
So Kelly's just, again, she's sitting there like, and, you know, Vicky's like, oh, she won't remember anything anyway. So, you know, they just have like a nice thing, like, oh, feel better, like, sit there, be happy, etc.
I have to move this mic because it's weird. Like, I have to keep turning away from you. Turning.
Okay. All right. Oh, wow. Wow. I feel like now I'm on, like, talk radio.
Just minimal movement. Yeah. Minimal movement.
It's all right. It's all right. I appreciate it. So then
but
next
did you notice that they put the Tamara almost got sent to the FBI story in there because she's like, my nipples. And then they showed where they were in Ireland and she's like, look at my nipples. And Tamara's there with her iPhone like, yeah, it's great, bud. And then she sent it to like some 15-year-old girl on Twitter and direct messaging. It was like, spread this all over the internet, bitch. And then they're like, Tamara's going to get fired for sending out child or porn to children or something like that. Like,
that's why you gotta love these shows, right? Like, the weirdest scandals come out of them. Tamara could be investigated by the FBI for child pornography. I don't even, it doesn't make sense.
Vicky pornography should be just as illegal. Yeah. But still.
So the next person to come visit Kelly is none other than Miss Megan King Edmonds, who's wearing... Every time we mention Megan's name at these live shows, everyone groans. I feel like that's not a good look for her.
Well, Megan was such an integral part of the like cancer stuff, which was so good. It's like my favorite. I love like when my shitty judgmental conspiracy theories come true. Like, it's so rare, you know, but still Megan, make an effort.
Yeah.
But first she was shopping with Tamara at that store.
She was?
Yeah. They went shopping and Tamara's like, like Tamara obviously did not want to be around Megan either, which, you know, who can blame her? But they're shopping Megan's like,
whoa, I found a storyline. Flares are back.
Yeah.
Did you know flare jeans are back?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, come on. She's
like,
wearing.
You're halfway done, Megan. Jesus.
And did you know she's wearing some weird, like a sheer navy pussy bow thing with a black pleather skirt? Is that normal? Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
But this
things.
Is also where Megan said, you know, I'm going to go see Kelly. And Tamara goes, what?
It's like, yeah, but like she goes for the jugular, but I hurt her feelings too.
Mm. Like, well, that's a big step, you know. So okay,
I apologize. It was Shannon who was next to visit.
Yeah, Shannon
was
okay.
Next.
Everybody brought the same kind of flowers. What kind of flowers were those?
The ones that were on sale at Ralph's. Ralph's is our supermarket buyer. Ralph is not an actual person.
Yeah, they were all like a different shade of Hobby Lobby. I was like, are those all real? Like, are those just at Whole Foods right now? Because everyone brought in a different color of orchid. I was hoping it was a white oleander.
So Shannon walks in and Kelly's like, I just threw up. She's like, oh, Were you spinning also? Because I was. It was awful.
Is that from anesthesia? Makes me throw up too. So does tap water. You know, air from the outside.
Do you have a toilet in your vomit circle of your house?
So then she's like,
why do I forgive? Because Kelly showed remorse, unlike Vicky Gunvalson, who never showed remorse.
I know that everyone is thinking, why would you forgive Megan? I mean, Kelly, after
okay. Okay, Shannon.
She has never shown me remorse. Plus, I'll need her to yell at Tamara if she ever turns against me.
So Shannon's basically like, are you feeling better? Do you feel, you're feeling sick, huh? Anyway, that Lydia, can you believe what Lydia said to me? I was just clutching her leg, and she didn't even ask me why.
Going crazy.
I said, you're just going to cut, you're done with me? You're done with me? Damn it.
It's like if you ever watched like Whitney and Bobby Brown, when Whitney's like off stage and she's not singing, she's like, I'm going to wear a baseball cap and talk really low like I'm saving my voice. Who's Shannon?
He's like, Mom, hello.
What did it say? Good head? Wait, what did her hat?
I think it's...
What did it say?
Gold digger.
Gold
not
digger.
Good head. Sort of the same thing, though. So she's going off on Lydia, and Kelly's like, I just threw up. Please, you know.
And she's the way she's telling the story is so good. It's like she's taking on personality traits from people she hates, right? So she hated Tamara at first, but now she's doing the Tamara thing, basically. Now she's hating Lydia, so she's doing Lydia things. This whole scene, she's like, well, she dismissed me. She said, no, no. Like, her arms are everywhere.
Ronnie's making signs of the cross for people listening at home.
Yeah, she keeps doing this one. So,
and then she told me,
like, what are you doing? And Kelly's cracking up because Shannon says, she dismissed me and said, nope. And so Kelly starts laughing and she goes, she repeated it. And Shannon goes, did she do that? And she's like, no, you did. You just did this. Stupid Shannon.
So then back at the boutique, so then Tamara and Megan are still talking about the situation. Tamara's already starting to slowly turn on Shannon. She's like, At that party, she wanted me to come. She was yelling at me to come over to her side. Blah, 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 blah.
You know. Oh, God. What now? Tamara, when Tamara's all innocent, gets a little girl voice.
Yeah. What are we, 12? Like, I'm just supposed to go up to everybody and be like, zap bats, zap bats, zap bats, zap bats. I mean, not everyone's going to like you. It's like such a little thing. You are still talking about someone mentioning that your husband possibly got a blowjob from a dude like 10 years ago, Tamara.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, we all know that if it were reversed, if Tamara were the one being like, Shannon, come here right now, she would be the one bitching and moaning, oh, Shannon didn't come over here. I don't know what that says about our friendship. I've known her for 3 years, but I don't know if I can trust her anymore. Batch.
Batch.
So.
Well.
So Shannon,
it's interesting that
Nurse Shannon,
Lydia is done with me. Because I'm done
with Lydia's behavior. Thanks for cutting that in, Shannon. So it's cutting back and forth, and Shannon's like, I don't even get this fight. It's stupid. It's a stupid fight. And Tamara's like, it's stupid. It's a stupid fight. She's like, it's stupid. It's just dumb. And Kelly's like, I think she's just sad. Like, she should punish David instead, you know? Like, I get it. I empathize. I'm not in the happiest marriage. And I get sad. I'm like, please drink something. Who are you? You are making so much goddamn sense. It's like, what, now you suddenly get to be liked by everybody? No!
And Shannon's overseeing all the medication. Oh, are they giving the anti-nausea? Huh? Oh, I hear that one dissolves onto your tongue. It's like it's almost like a homeopathic remedy. I love those. Those make me so happy. We're so happy.
That's so stupid. Happy. Well, I know what everybody's waiting for. Peggy. It's time for Peggy scene.
Oh, my God, Peggy. Peggy, ain't even your children believe this scene, okay? She's like, hello, daughter. I'm making a food. And she's like, her daughter's like,
what are you doing, mother?
Like, no, you are not.
Yes, look, you wrap a thing in it. It's very Armenian.
She's like, no, it's not.
She's like, Armenian cooking is full of flavor and love. That's what makes it Armenian. I'm like, everyone says that about their cooking.
In Armenia, we do it with love.
In Armenia, my husband beats the chef every Friday. It's a joke. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
In Armenia, we do it with a punch to the face from our husband. It's a joke. What?
It's a joke.
What?
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
So she's like, I'm going to make some sarma. You want to help me? He is like, no, you don't. So then Deco comes in.
With Coco, who I love. I love little Coco. Coco, no ball, Coco. Coco, no ball in house,
no
Coco.
No ball in house, Coco. So Deco comes in wearing his sunglasses right here.
In Armenia, we want to protect our eyebrow eye. Our fourth and fifth.
So he comes in and he's like, hey, what are you doing in here, huh? Why are you making sarma? That's so Armenian. This is crazy. The hell? It looks like a huge joint. It looks like a blunt. Like Cheech and Chong.
What is blunt? What is Cheech and Chong? I don't know. What is this?
This sounds like Cheech and Chong to me.
Cheech
this sounds
Chong.
Like Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong.
Cue the Chinese Defamation League.
Yeah. Like. She literally says, that sounds Chinese to me. I'm like, okay, let's watch this show just get canceled right now.
Hey, I have something important to talk about. My daughter's going to college. Oh, no.
Like, you did this, like, already, yeah, Tika.
Like, we get it. You don't want your daughter to go to college. She's going. Get over it.
He's like, prove you know what this food. And she's like, oh, I will prove it.
He's like, it's raw. It is raw meat.
This is how we eat it.
I'm like, no, it's not. You don't not only know how to make them, you don't know how to eat them either. I mean, yeah. Peggy.
And it's like, if you're going to have, you know, like raw meat, like a steak tartare, it's supposed to be like the finest grade meat, not like the stuff you found in Stop and Shop on the bottom counter that you stuff your grape leaves with. You're like, oh, is it delicious? Anyway.
Some like back talking gardener.
Yeah. Next scene, she has a worm.
Ah, so, Kelly.
She gets what?
A worm.
And Shannon tries to steal it from her.
Yeah.
I hear if you just hold a little pepperoni, they'll come right out. Have you guys ever heard that? Tapeworms?
Well, I've in the 60s, so the diet drugs in the 60s were worms, weren't they? Tapeworms, something like that?
I think they're still a worm. Like, I heard about them when I was a kid, and I used to eat my fingernails on purpose because they'd be like, oh, dirty fingernails, you'll get the worms. And I was like, please, yes, please. So I'd be eating them.
Well, everyone's in luck because we are now selling Watcher Crabbin's worms outside in the lobby for you, for your diet journeys.
You don't get thinner. They just eat little parts of your soul.
Yeah.
As they go along. Little baby snacks. But I always wanted a worm. But once, I'm so sorry. It's
no,
really,
it's fine.
It doesn't need to be long. But so you get them in, and then they eat all your food, right? Who wins the free Domino's pizza rewards? Them or me? Just kidding. But supposedly to get them out, like you can't just cut up in your stomach to take out a worm, right? So they would hold like pepperoni or something like this, and then the worm crawls up and comes out. I'm sure that that's a lie, but I wanted you guys to help spread it because yeah. I heard it.
It's very important for us.
And that's how I think of worms
We
now.
Want you to leave with something tonight, you know? And we want that thing to be a very graphic image that has nothing to do with Bravo. It's just... just a gross, gross image.
This is why you don't look away from your notes.
So anyway, speaking of medical maladies, we're back to Kelly in bed. And this time, her mom, Bobby, is checking in on her.
Finally, at least one alcoholic's in this scene.
And so Bobby's checking in on her. And now, finally, Megan shows up. And, you know,
did you hear that, Kel? It's the buzzer. It's Megan. Well, that's nice.
And look, she just does this. But her earrings are like, bling, bling.
That's real nice of her, Kelly.
So Kelly's like, yeah, I have new boobs now because I have a baby. It's like, okay, we get it. You have a baby. You've got baby boobs. You know, we get it. And Kelly's like, let me see your new boobs. And she's like,
I'm not sure.
Do you want to see them?
Not sure
no.
yet. Not
I
sure.
don't want to fight anymore.
Me neither.
Yeah, great. Okay. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Me neither.
Great, we're friends again. Yay. It's like that was like the scene.
It's like the lamest five. The five. Lamest version of that Tina Turner song ever.
Here's Aileen again, giving us babe. Cocktail napkins. Isn't she the best? She's really so helpful. We love Aileen.
Trip.
Yeah.
So they make up, and Kelly's like, well, you know, I'm nauseous. She's like, is that from anesthesia?
Hot topic in Orange County.
Yeah, it's like everybody's talking about it. She's like, well, I'm really great. I'm really glad we make up because I have something really important to tell you.
Flares are back. Flare jeans are so in.
Well, isn't that great? Thanks for coming over.
So then we go to the most exciting couple in all of Orange County.
God, thank
Lydia
you.
And Doug.
She's
oh,
like,
said to me.
Shannon did this too. She was like, who are you? But Lydia, when she gets sad and she just does those half ass movements, she's like, do you want to have a Boss Voyage party?
Now, I'm going to say something in defense of Lydia. She's been a little dull all season long. However, her bitch flower is really starting to bloom, and I think it's actually an excellent bitch flower. I think like she can save her reputation this season because. She was really passive-aggressive last week, which I loved. She was passive-aggressive that in the beginning of the season. And tonight, later on, she was passive-aggressive. So I'm cautiously optimistic of where Lydia's going.
Also, if you think about it, she started every piece of shit this season. Like, every
oh,
fight
true.
Has been because of Lydia. She yeah. made everybody go to that quiet woman place.
Yes.
My plate, you fucking bitch!
She started... I mean, she's really started every fight, you know? It's not always the people in the center of the stage that are the stars. Who built this table? Who built this table? Just kidding.
So,
I'd like to thank the guys and the flies. Hey, guys.
So, once again, Lydia is talking about this balls voyage party that she's having for Doug's vasectomy, which is like, I'd rather talk about the worms again, honestly. But speaking of which, Lydia calls Vicky, and Vicky answers, and Vicky is just like,
oh my God, I love it. I'm dying right now. She's like, well, okay, well, you sound really, it's influenza. It's influenza.
It's a B. It's just a little bit better than A. It's B.
It's the burst influenza. You can get the burst. No, it's just worse. It starts with a B.
And she's like, okay. Caliente.
She's like, on the legs.
Whoa.
You're stupid. You're stupid, Gretchen.
Lydia's like,
I just wanted you to come to this balls voyage.
I was like, you're wrong audience. Okay. Yeah. Wrong. drop the humor. Okay. Yeah. It's Vicky.
I just wanted you to come. She's like,
well, I'll do it in my dreams. I'll be there in my dreams.
It's a terrible dream to have. To go to Lydia's part in your dreams.
It's like Doug's burning bush.
So meanwhile, elsewhere in Orange County at a restaurant called Farmhouse, the rest of the ladies are pretty much gathering. It's Kelly, it's Megan, it's Shannon, it's Tamara, and even Peggy shows up a little bit later. But they all arrive at this dinner, and Shannon sits down, and she already starts saying, like, oh, well, you know, since I've been on this weight loss journey, I haven't had that much to drink. It's been great. And it was pretty much like the rest of the show is just a montage of her drinking. It was like her doing a keg stand, like, at the Cracker Barrel. She was, like, at a Ford, like, a Ford dealership, like, doing shots.
While Erica Jane performs in the background.
How are you, fuck? I performed at the Ford Theater.
It's like, that was a Ford dealership, Erica Jane. But I love your new thong. So Kelly and Shannon are friends. So, like, for 5 minutes. So Shannon's like, well, what about this farmhouse salad? And she's like, what about this farmhouse salad? She's like, is that me you're imitating? What? Kelly died. It's like the worst. It's like worse than mine. Like, it's bad. It's bad.
Kelly died.
And Kelly's just like, I know you are, but what am I?
I say that all the time.
No, you don't.
Shannon, are you going to get MC hammered?
They do get her later. Did you catch that? They do bring a good Kelly classic.
And by the way, when
back.
We did hang out with Kelly, I do believe she said MC Hammer to us. And it came out like
she
naturally.
Did. Yeah. She said, do you want a drink? And I was like, and she's like, okay, let's get MC Hammered. And he's like.
And then Michael spilled Prosecco all over my lap.
That's what you get for talking to
Michael. I mean, listen, they partied. It was a fun time. So anyway.
Boom. Just kidding. We love each other.
So
so Kelly imitates Shannon. Okay. Yeah, so questioning Peggy about cancer. Okay.
So Peggy shows up and everyone's like, food, cheers, yay. And I think they were all surprised that Kelly was already back socializing after she just had her surgery. So Peggy's like, oh, so do I get to have my 2 days when I have my surgery?
She said.
And that's when.
She goes, do I have to follow in your league?
So.
She has to be kidding. I'm so sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize. What are you apologizing for?
I hate that.
We're a podcast, okay?
I've been getting better at like.
Of what? Oh, snorting?
Whatever, snorting or whatever. Coughing.
You can't have a podcast where we talk about Vicky Gunvalson and not snort. That's what she does. That's what we'll do, okay? So anyway, this opens the door for Megan to start asking Peggy questions about her sort of cancer mastectomy situation.
How do you feel about it?
What? Yeah. About this league, the surgery, the journey, what?
Well, you know, cancer. Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
And she's like, so does your was your bronco test negative? She's like, yes. She's like, yes, he's negative, et cetera. And then she's like, so then Megan's basically like, why did you have a mastectomy? And she just comes out and says, so how come you do it? Do you have cancer? And Peggy's like, no, I mean, it's a question. It wasn't like with any judgment.
You just got both your tits cut off. What are people supposed to ask you?
I mean, I wouldn't.
Does
I mean,
your
I feel
back
like
hurt? Was your back hurting? Like, of course you're going to ask. People are still asking me if I have cancer, and I started going bald when I was 25.
So Peggy's like, who blurts out, do you have cancer? Should I ask Megan if she has brain tumor? I'm like, actually, yes. We really would like to know.
It wouldn't be that stupid of a question, true.
And then it cuts back to Megan be like, so do you? That's the Megan that I love. Like, sort of like that, like, you're like, I feel like this is socially awkward, but I thank you for asking.
Yeah, because Megan is, like, so used to it now. And Tamara's doing this, like, because, you know, Tamara's, like, nice in these scenes, so she could look nice. She's like,
yeah.
Because Tamara, of course, before the cameras were rolling, like, but does she have cancer or not, batch? Is that, like, well, is that a thing in casting now? Is that going to happen every fucking season? Fake cancer, batch? Has anybody heard about Eddie getting blowjobs? Anybody? God damn it. What do I got to do? It's like freaking out.
So if Peggy thought that Megan was going to be the worst for her problems, like, no, girl, because here comes Kelly being like, wait, I'm confused. Do you have cancer or do you not have cancer?
And Peggy goes,
yes.
She goes,
3 millimeter. I got call from hospital saying, come back.
And they're like, really? So Shannon's like, well, I'm a little bit. Oh, wait. Is this when
Shannon
she
was like, oh, no, not yet. But Shannon's like, huh. Shannon's starting to get confused. You know, she's starting to be like, hmm. And then
she also did this. She's like, I'm very confused.
Then Megan's like, so does abnormal cells mean cancer or? And Peggy's like, well, they could turn into cancer. So Megan's like, you know, Bridget, my nanny. So Peggy's like, no.
She's like, no.
And then, okay. I'll play along. Mm. Okay, yes. Mm? Why would anyone know your nanny? So she's like, Megan's like, her mom's my aunt, and literally to a T, what you just went through with
you. You are confusing me. You are confusing me. Well, that's my cousin who's my nephew, who's my aunt, who's married to my. Stop it.
So she's like, she went through like literally the same thing because they found a lump, and she goes,
not a lump. 3 millimeters.
Megan's brain is exploding. She's like, she cannot understand what is happening. So finally, she just decides to make a bad joke. She's like, well, you know what the plus is? You'll never have to wear a bra again.
And then
my mom doesn't.
And Shannon goes,
I'm like, can we like talk about something else?
So the phone rings. It's like, batch, 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 batch. She's like, hello, batch. And it's Lydia.
Yeah.
And while Shanna's picking it up, I mean, Tamara's picking it up, ready to be totally horrible to everybody, really.
Yeah.
As all the time. You hear Shannon in the background going, can we get some bread? Is that bread? Is that bread over there? I swear to God. Don't awe me. I'm not making it up. It's true. Rewind. It's amazing. That's my kind of girl.
So Tamara.
Girl upstairs in the dressing room. Who is that?
That's Leanne Boone.
Bring it, Leanne.
Oh. As Tamara would say, you don't want to fuck with me, Batch.
So Tamara's like, hey, Batch, yeah, it's like Peggy and Megan and Shannon and Kelly and your other best friends and your mom and your sister and your brother and like Doug's here too.
We invited the busboy. He's so nice.
Lydia's like, oh, wow. So did you guys forget my invitation for dinner tonight? Or, and I was like, yes, Lydia. Yes, do it, Lydia. Do it. So excited.
Well, it's okay, though. I just wanted to invite you to my balls voyage. It's like this poor thing cannot get off that joke. You know, Vicky's dying when she's trying to say balls voyage. Tamara's laughing in her face and pissing off Shannon. It's like no one can just let Lydia say balls voyage. Poor thing. And so she goes,
what is this?
Like,
I was just cutting off her husband's balls. And she goes, you have party for this?
Becky's really going to go home thinking there's a party.
Will there be sarma?
And then Kelly goes, is it going to get the wrinkles ironed out? You know how they do that? They like put a shock in there. It's like a, and someone else goes, Scrotox. And she's like, yeah, they like iron out your. Who wants to look at a ball without wrinkles?
Is that even a thing? Are there unwrinkly balls? It was on the news this morning, someone says. It was on the OBGYN news. The OBGYN news network is here to report. Diane Sawyer. WGN.
WGN.
Very different. The super, isn't it the super station, the super? So great news, everyone. WGN is reporting on ball wrinkles. A lot is happening here in Chicago right now. It's not only the Windy City, it's the city with the smoothest balls.
Smooth change has come to Chicago. Did your babies come out flat?
I mean, I heard about Captain Balls outside of Wrigley, but...
So they're like, okay, who's going to go to the Boss Voyage? And Shannon's like, is Vicky going? Like,
just,
no,
you know, just casually curious if Vicky's going to be there. Just asking for a friend.
Wait, we already said that she blamed Shannon, right?
Who blamed Shannon?
Tamara. When she's like, did you forget my invitation? Tamara's like, Shannon put this dinner together.
Yeah, that was the very first thing that Tamara does.
You just see Shannon go like this.
She's like, huh. She's like, reaches to hide under her hollyhock hat, but it's not there.
David, where's my hat? No.
No.
Shannon cannot believe what's happening to her, and you can see it in her face where she's like, but wait, Tamara's my friend. Oh, Jesus. Have you watched this? It's like season 12, okay? So like, yeah. Tamara's been on here at least 9 years.
Yeah.
Watch your TV.
But anything that Shannon's feeling is replaced by the joy she has in knowing that Vicky will not be at the Balls Voyage party. She's like,
I'm in Balls Voyage!
So Lydia, meanwhile, Lydia's pissed off, and I would be pissed off too. I mean, you know, she didn't get the invitation. That's basically them saying they're not going to film with her, I assume. I mean, that's...
Doug
you know.
Needs to just cut his hair. Faux hawk. Stop it. So she's like, I need new friends. And he's like, really, huh? Isn't it fun staying here with me and the good? Like, no, Doug. Has anybody ever said, I just want to stay with you, Doug? You and the kids. No, Doug. Nobody has ever said that.
And then meanwhile, back at the restaurant, Megan, after they get off the phone with Lydia, Megan's like, was it just me? Or did she seem not thrilled? No shit, Sherlock.
3 millimeters, I said. Not you, Peggy, not you. Calm down. So Lydia, when they cut back to Lydia, she's holding up her kid. She's like, come here. My friends didn't invite me someplace. That's not nice, is it? And he's like, you're going to die.
Don't go on the sea, Mom.
She's so inappropriate with her children. Aww. Teach your child to shit in the toilet before you start complaining about how people are mean to you. What kind of mother are you? A thin one. You win. Just kidding.
Her kids are cute. Her kids are cute.
Beat me again.
So then back at the restaurant, Shannon's already talking about Lydia, being like, well, Lydia called me. Well. By the way, we should mention she's still sitting on the spin bike. She has not gone off. She had to be, like, carried like a queen with a spin bike there. I'm both eating and exercising. Like, bike faster. Peggy's like, what?
So good. So they're like, Tamara's like, did you talk to her since that stare fight that I didn't hear a word of and had no idea what's even happening? But? And she's like, well, yeah, well. She called and she said, Shannon, I overreact. And I said, okay, but what I wanted to let you know is the reason I was upset is because you dismissed me. Okay. So then it's like someone calls you to apologize and you're like, okay, and then this is also what you should apologize for. She starts making like a huge list. She's like, I told her. It's like, is it raining on your glasses? What is happening?
And then Peggy's just staring at her. Peggy's just like, Shannon needs chaos. What do you guys think about that? Do you guys think Shannon needs chaos, or you think that Peggy, or you think that? Do you think Shannon had a right to be annoyed with Lydia in that situation, or do you think it was It's a pretty mixed reaction, right? Like, do we think Lydia overreacted last week, or do we think?
I do.
Yeah, yeah. I think so too. I think that was. But did we like that she overreacted? Because it was kind of fun, right? We need that. We need overreactors.
And I love when it happens in a house with so many stairs.
Yes.
It's just like, wait a minute. Yeah, it's like up, down. It's like Lydia's just moving to every room just to piss
you
her.
You guys
off,
have,
you know?
No idea how many stairs are in Kelly Dodd's house. It's like an M.C. Escher painting. It's like you're just taking stairs over and over and over again. Her house is amazing.
Yeah, I think Lydia's just like, you're not my mom. She's like taking out whatever, like, issue she has with
but
moms.
Meanwhile, Shannon's like, I hate the drama. I hate it. And she's going on and on about Lydia and Peggy.
And Kelly and Tamara are just laughing and punching each other because she keeps going, I don't like that. Now, you know me. I don't like to argue. That's not me. That is not me. I do not like to argue, okay? So then Shannon, of course, turns it to Peggy. She's like, like you, Peggy. She's like,
three.
Three
millimeter what?
Three
millimeter. What'd I say?
Like you, Peggy. All I wanted to do was stand by my friend, and you just couldn't let it happen. And now Peggy is just like,
me no speaky English. Okay? Chichi-chan.
It's like, suddenly she knows nothing. When it comes time to like, hey, could you do those windows? She's like,
no speaky English.
So that, you know, Shannon's coming at Peggy because she's saying, listen, when there was that big fight, I was trying to go downstairs because Kelly was there on Vicky's side and no one was on Tamara's side.
I don't want to escalate.
So, and I think that Peggy actually had a point. I don't think that anyone should have gone into that room. I think that, like, she was right. It shouldn't have been escalated. But, you know, but then Kelly jumps in here and she's like, well, you know, Peggy, it wasn't your place to be in my house to be a referee. Like, it's not your place to be a referee in my house. I was like, what does that mean? Not to be a referee in my house?
Oh, like, really? With no referee, Coco would just bounce ball in living room. It is my place. Okay? It is.
And she's like, it means you shouldn't just be the peanut gallery. And she's like,
what is this?
What is this peanut
what
gallery?
What is this? What is peanut this? Gallery? What?
And everyone looks at each other like, is she kidding?
Like, she's like, no, no. I've been to galleries. They're not made out of peanuts. Okay? And they want to call me stupid.
When the galleries I go to have art. They don't have peanuts. She must get so confused every time she watches Charlie Brown. Where are the peanuts?
What is this? Do, 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 do.
What is this dog? He investigates nothing, but they call him Snoopy. I don't get it.
What is this advice, 5 cent?
I try to smell newspaper, but they say she's Peppermint Patty. I don't smell nothing.
So then they move on, because Kelly's at least had one drink, you know, thank you.
Yeah.
So she's had one drink, and she's like, I'm saying it's not your job to get in the middle. And her mouth is like this big. She's like, it's not your job to get in the middle. And she goes, I was not in middle. I was behind.
Yeah.
Okay?
Kelly
I
is,
was behind, yeah. So Shannon no feel neglection.
Like, Peggy is very, very literal. I was not in middle. If you look at the tape, you could see I was off center. I take offense to this geographical positioning you have me in.
And Kelly goes, didn't you go to UCLA? Like, seriously? Like, huge mouth. And she goes,
they don't teach us this peanut at UCLA.
So, these peanuts. Peanuts in the middle, right? Yes. Eye to the side, peanuts in middle, girls fighting left, right, okay? And scene.
We do it with love.
So we when she said they don't teach us peanut at UCLA, I'm sorry. Tamara goes, oh, yeah, but they taught it at USC, but. Which was.
Shannon. It cuts to Shannon going like, ha!
Shannon did another ha!
Wait a second.
It's like an obvious dig at Shannon. Tamara, girl. Tamara's going to wait for her own damn party. She's like, I'm mourning you, batch, but not today. I'm counting your bread, though. Enjoy that, batch. Yeah.
So Peggy's like, she's like,
You're just waiting to come up with something else to come at me, but you can't do it. Next.
She needs a job at Baskin Robbins.
Next.
It's like the most inflection she's ever put into
anything.
She would
shame all of us. How many scoops you need? You want 3 scoops? I'll give you 2. Rocky Road, why do you need Rocky Road? Just have chocolates. Stupid. What is this Rocky Road? We're in a store. I don't get it. What is this? Midnight special? What is chocolate? Midnight chocolate? It's 9 p.m. I don't get it.
Bubble gum? Hmm. They don't teach us this at UCLA.
So Shannon is trying to like reform sentences in ways that Peggy can understand them. You know, she's like, hurt, ow, happened in the past.
Peggy's like, go, peanut fight peanut. I don't care, whatever.
And then Shannon goes, oh, now she doesn't like me.
Oh, good. And she goes, no, Cheerios.
Cheers. And Shannon goes, oh, thank you, Miss Four Limes.
Shannon, I mean, really? It's like Shannon doesn't know if she wants to slit this girl's throat or get a hug. Like, she can't tell.
She hates me. Fine, Miss Four Limes.
So Tamara says that Peggy's mean, but she likes that, I think. And Shannon's like, yeah, well, I guess she said cheers a week later. Shannon, just like, settle down, enjoy your cocktail. This is not World War III here. It's okay. It's going to be okay.
Tamara's like, she's mean. She is mean. This Peggy, she's mean. And Peggy's like,
mean? Do you need to clean your ears, Peanut? Huh?
And then she goes, do you want earplug? Like she's brushing her teeth. She made the symbol for it. It's like, come on now, Peggy. You know Peggy in real life is like, hey, darling. Tea for $5. Get in the back. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
And Tamara's like, don't fuck with me. And then Peggy's like, maybe I want to. And Tamara's like, ha, yeah, bitch. She loves it.
She's got someone to go up against Shannon with. Mark my words. So Shannon, Peggy's like,
I must bathroom go.
And Shannon's like, what is she even saying? So she leaves. And the second she leaves, Shannon's like, I am really upset. I was like, oh, God.
Here we go. It's like there's like a 2-minute counter on screen, you know? Yeah. It's like part of the interruption. They've got like 2 minutes to get their point across, and then it's over. It's like, all right, we got 2 minutes to say this all right now. Start.
I had a lunch with her, and she said I had a double mastectomy. And I said, was it cancer? And my recollection is she said no.
Okay. That's why you're really upset, Shannon.
Yeah.
Come on.
So they all start saying things like, well, maybe it's like HPV. Like, well, I've had HPV. Well, we all have HPV. Who doesn't have HPV? And they're all just like going in, like trying to get all their points.
I was like, how did this turn into like a warts? Yeah. It's like,
everyone's excited. Well, everyone's like excited to be like, cancer, it's back. The storyline's back, everyone. And they're like, cancer. You think she has cancer? I don't know. I think I'll call Sloan Kettering. I don't know.
So you burn a phrase. Burn my phrase on batch.
It's like, okay, wait, whoa. Let the plates get cleared.
So okay. Peggy starts walking back, like, quick. So anyway, about cantaloupes, I love them too.
Megan's like, uh-oh. Hey, what color is that lipstick? And Shannon's like,
wow, this is a lip that's a stick.
I'm like, that was so awkward, but it's the first thing you said that Peggy actually understands. So good job. You're learning. By the way, I know HPV is a disease and not just warts, okay? I was being shallow for fun, everybody. I felt it.
We're going to get through all the nasty things in our lives. You know, not saying it's nasty, just the worms. I'll call back to the worms. The worms, everyone. The worms. Oh, my
I'm
God. We're going to get angry emails. Oh, God. This is what happens when two gay guys talk about things they shouldn't be talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, my God. Vagina talk. You know, someone actually sent us, I think a few people sent us diagrams of vaginas and all the parts.
We need it.
And how they worked. I didn't read it. Did you?
I thought they were like 5 holes. But
it's like, I do not need a color-coded anything, okay?
Yeah.
I won't even put together a table if it's got instructions with color codes on it.
Yeah. Like, no. Who knew it looked like that?
That's hard. That's
I thought it
looked
like a harmonica. I don't know. So,
yeah. It's hard.
What is this?
What is
vagina?
This harmonica? Who's Monica and why did you harm her?
So they try and have a bunch of small talks, and Megan's like, I'm full. I had a carrot. And then Peggy's like, oh, enough for a day, huh? I got to exercise. And Shannon's like, well, you, who said it? Did Tamara? Someone said, who did it? Tamara said it, right? She's like, well, you exercise enough to hold Shannon back. That's something. And Shannon's like, Shannon's like all the way down.
But we have to say, by the way, how awesome it was that we talk about this like all the time about Orange. We go in on Orange County all the time, and how cool it was that despite all that, Shannon still came on stage earlier this month. Like, you got to give credit to this woman for being able to be a good sport, just like our dear Leanne, wow. Leanne right here. So we got to give credit. You got to give credit where credit's due.
Apparently, there's a David song.
Yeah.
Apparently. Apparently.
So now they're talking about the Balls Voyage party again. And, you know, they're talking about, they're excited because Vicky's not going, you know. And Megan starts losing her mind because of this flu situation, right?
Megan needs to take an improv class, okay? You can't say I'm going to quit talking about cancer and doing cancer investigations only to move on to influenza B. Like, heightening, okay?
Yeah.
We're in the birthplace of improv.
She's
Chicago,
really mad. So. Yes, this is actually true.
Yes, IO graduate right here, bitch.
Yes, and the other thing that's funny about that. Freeze. Okay. Now we're on the Champs-Élysées. So I don't know why I paddled for the Champs-Élysées. We are carrying a gondola. That's Venice. So Megan's losing her mind because Vicky told everyone that she can't go because she has influenza B. And Megan's like, who tests for the flu? Who does that? That's like, you don't test for the flu. Like, all you do is just deal with it and get better. I'm like, listen, bitch. Okay. I don't know if you test for the flu or not, but you'll be the first person to be like, my baby has influenza B, C, D, and 3. And there's nothing wrong with that, but don't shame someone because a doctor told them they have influenza B.
Good point. And then Kelly's like, ha, 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 let me show you the text. She's like, I'm dying, blah, 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 ha, ha, ha. And Tamara's like, yes, we're on the same side now. We're on the same side. Kelly, wrong move, Kelly.
And they're all laughing at her being dramatic because Vicky's like, I may have to go to the hospital tonight. And they're like, ah, she's so dramatic. I'm like, of course she has to go to the hospital. I'm like, what, like, is... What's wrong? Like, she has to go. She has the flu, and she has to go to the hospital. It seems like a pretty like normal thing that happens to people who have a bad case of the flu. I don't know. Shaming is such.
I don't like this.
No one knows what she's talking about. The salad, paper towels in the bathroom. No one knows. No one asks. Kelly's like, I love Vicky. She's a good friend of me. You guys, she means that. She's really sick.
She's sick. She's really sick.
Nice save, Kelly.
Yeah.
So next week, guys all go to a party. Wait, was it not ended?
Well, it ends with Megan being like, find out what hospital it is, and I want to get the medical records. Huh? And they all laugh, and they cut to Peggy be like,
Lumped. Peanut.
So next week, the guys all go to this party, and they're all standing around. And David's like, So, Deco, dear. Your wife has cancer? And he's like, no, 3 millimeters. No, yes, 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 dear, no, dear, yes, dear, no, dear, no, dear, yes, dear, yes.
Like, whoa, even David's getting in. Well trained, Dave.
You know, the hits keep on coming on Real Houses of Orange County. That's what we got to say.
And then Steve's like, por favor, Vicky. Be obligar niceo. Forgiveness, Jesus Cristo, Super Estrella. And she's like,
muchas gracias, Steve. Steve Lopez.
Yeah. And that was Orange County for this week.
Woo! Orange County.
We got time. Now we
Girl, that was hour and 10 minutes yeah, for that Real was Housewives full, of Orange County.
That was a full deep dive recap. But we're not done. We are not done.
We're not done.
We got 20 more minutes here in Lincoln Hall, and we are going to use every motherfucking last minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage.
Will you come up on stage, Leon?
One of our favorite Real Housewives.
Bop, 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 bop.
Here, take a seat.
No, that's weird. Sit in this one.
Here, why don't you bring your...
Oh my God,
you're so tall.
And a drink.
We're getting
but
we're
your
getting
mic
the seat.
Is way over here by my eyeballs.
No, it's okay.
We can
and
we
your
can
napkins.
Adjust. we
I don't want to come between you and your napkins.
We saw Liam before the show and we begged her, we're like, can you please come up on stage?
So
we
sweet.
Know you just want to be a guest.
Are you guys loving Dallas? I hope.
Woo! Dallas is so good this season. And we enjoyed last season, but this season...
You did? I was like an alcoholic last season.
Did you
like
hear the
said,
show?
Like we said, we liked last season. Charity World's over.
Stay one, please.
I know.
If you ever take 12 steps, let it be to the bar with me, darling.
Done.
Never quit.
Done. Or Kelly Dodd.
She's fine.
Because I got to tell you, Watch What Happens Live should be really good soon.
Are you going to be with her on there?
I don't know.
Oh,
girl,
my
you
God.
Best drink.
That would be a duo.
I'm just saying, that poor clubhouse.
That I will be tuning in.
That new clubhouse is going to be burning down.
Oh, my God. She better wear long sleeves in case there's any sandpaper backstage.
Burn.
Okay, wait, Leanne, show the crowd your ring, your engagement ring.
Woo!
Oh.
Leanne got engaged, y'all. So, Leanne... So tell us about this engagement. So here's my pressing question about this engagement.
Okay.
So like the ring was in like a box behind a balloon, right?
Right.
The shiny balloon.
Which, did y'all see my face though when he popped that balloon? I was like, this ain't how this fucking game works. I don't want no cheap damn prize now. I done busted 3 balloons. I deserve the big gorilla. What the fuck?
So
you did have a weird look on your face.
I was like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, you
if
did.
If I get some crappy prize, I might be
but
pissed.
Like, there are a lot of balloons. How did, like, was did he tell you go for that balloon?
No. I was the one. I leaned back because, you know, like, I grew up on a carnival. So, to me,
she's
I
a carny.
Know. Thank you.
Play games with me and you're going to pay.
Damn straight. Give me a dollar. I was like, okay, look, here's the deal. You know, the shiny ones are newer. We do this all the time. We blow up balloons and we leave them in a bin, and then we put them. Do you want to sit with me? I feel like you're leaving me. So the shiny ones will pop because they're easier to pop. They're fresher.
Right.
We also blow up old balloons, which we leave in the back, and then hang every now and then so that, you know, when you're trying to win, we stop you.
Oh, so you put them out. So you target the balloon placement.
Of course.
See,
I mean,
guys,
we have
aren't
to
you
make
guys,
money.
Yeah. See, listen, right? you're hearing all the inside scoop on how to win at a carnival here. Watch what crap.
Well, the one I'm gonna use is the bottle one.
Oh, the ring toss.
Throw it up real high.
It's
called
a ring toss.
Yeah,
it's actually a game of chance. There's games of chance and there's games of skill, and so the ring toss is actually a game of chance. But if you throw it up high, it bounces more. So you have a better chance of winning.
All right. So everyone, throw your rings high. That's a new Pink song also.
Just
throw your rings high and let it bounce around. And what is your favorite carny game?
I don't, you know, you grow up work. It's like asking you if you worked at McDonald's what your favorite Happy Meal is.
The one with Buzz Lightyear.
I like the one with the DuckTales gifts, personally.
I had a Buzz Lightyear.
you did?
I had the doll in a box. Yeah, you could push it and he would say...
Why'd you have that?
Because I'm screwed up.
That's
weird. Why the fuck do you think I'm on
Housewives? I had the Buzz Lightyear like McDonald's thing.
Yeah. Oh no. I had the full Buzz Lightyear doll from Toys R Us. I also had a Furby when they first come out.
Oh, I had a Furby too. Yeah.
Did you feed it and raise it and grow it and pet it?
You know, I killed a Giga Baby. You know those Giga Babies?
I feel like there's nothing more terrifying than Leanne taking care of a Furby. Love me, Furby. Love me.
I do. I had a black and white one. I never spoke Furby, though. I mean,
it's like, hairless. It's just like misbehaves. You sanded it all the way down on every little end.
I made it take the trolley.
I think a lot of people here know this, but for those of you guys who don't know this, Leanne has been featured in the feature film Miss Congeniality.
Oh, I did.
Right?
That was awesome. I love working with Sandy. Sandy was an amazing...
Sandra
amazing
Bullock.
Sandra Bullock is an amazing human being.
She lives in Texas, right? Does she live in Dallas?
Well, actually, she
Austin.
Lives in Louisiana. She moved.
What?
Because it's easier to be you know.
Famous.
What?
Yeah.
To be famous?
She still has a house in Austin, but I think she spends a lot of time in New Orleans.
I don't like to hear that. Or does she just love mosquitoes? Why does she keep going to places?
Well, because
like
the food is amazing in Louisiana.
Well, because you know what?
Oh,
no, right? And so is the alcohol.
It's true. And the music.
My whole bloodline is Cajun. And really? I'm the first in my bloodline to be born in Texas. So I always say that like makes me the like craziest because basically I have a Texas shell. So don't challenge me to do anything because I will fucking do it. And if you add alcohol to it, I'm not responsible.
Girl, ain't that the truth.
She's gonna get the. Sorry, show your tits.
Oh hell no!
Show your tits.
You ain't got that kind of money. Now come on.
She's like Texas. What is it? What's your phrase this year? The horns and the Texas and all that.
Oh stuff? Well, so originally Andy wrote me a tagline, and I appreciated it, but I didn't feel like it encompassed me.
Oh.
And
what
so,
was it?
His line was I don't need a volume button. I'm always turned up.
That's good.
That's good.
It's okay.
That's good.
Good.
That's,
I have to say.
I get it. It's a tribute to the mouth of the South. But y'all, just because I'm loud, I don't mean everything. That's not all
that's
I am.
That's a good
am.
One, though.
So I wanted something that encompassed everything yes. I was. So my original tagline that I came up with was, I'm an authentic Texan. There is no bull about me. But if you mess with me, it is all horns.
Yeah, it's too
all
long.
Horns.
Too long.
And they were like, "That's too fucking long."
Yeah, edit.
Yeah.
And another thing.
So yeah. It just needs an edit.
And another thing.
I'm loquacious. What do you want?
I
Girl,
think the
I
only
that.
Problem is the butt because you're like, "I'm all bull." Wait, what is it?
I'm all no bull.
No bull.
But
all
horns.
All
yeah,
horns.
No butt.
If you mess with
if
me,
if you mess with
you
me,
mess
they
with
took
me.
The mess with me part out.
That's yeah. True. You don't
they
have to mess
free.
With Leanne to get the horns. You
they're
just get
like
them for free.
They're like a gift with purchase.
Yeah.
I hope you guys get like a solid 10 years so I could just string together all of your lines and do it like as a monologue audition next
yes.
time I
oh,
audition for something.
I love it. Like if you only if you do it like the vagina monologue, so it's really like
oh, totally.
Raunchy.
I saw Tootie in that. She was like really like
I,
feeling
I
it.
I spoke with Kim Fields actually.
Love her.
Yeah.
She was on so, Watch What Happens and she had like red
yeah.
hair, right?
Yeah.
She's had a bazillion hairstyles.
So what has your life been like since you started appearing last year as a, well, since you became a Real Housewife?
So, you know, for me, here, and the reality is, apart from all of my other cast, I've been doing acting and modeling, and this isn't my first reality show. I did She's Got the Look. I did Big Rich Texas. I did.
Oh, I love Big
most,
Rich Texas,
I was
actually.
On Most Eligible Dallas. I mean,
you
like,
did Big Rich
you were
Texas?
Most Eligible Dallas?
I was a season
who
of
Who else
Rich.
Was that?
Me and Heidi. We weren't main cast, but,
friend
you know,
of.
Yeah. Friends
of. Oh, and you were on Most Eligible Dallas?
I did a scene on Most Eligible because I helped that. One of the girls.
That was like the Bravo's I feel like first attempt to do Dallas. And they tried right. like a few times, but I feel like finally Bravo has cracked it. Like and even season 1 I like, but I feel like now season 2 Bravo has finally cracked Dallas.
Right.
You know,
thank
in
God.
Texas.
But so yes. So here's the thing about Dallas that y'all have to get. So most people in Dallas are so freaking private that they like Cameron. Like Cameron only came on
dumb
the show because
blondes
she
get noticed.
But
smart
blondes
get
everything. And that bitch has everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But
you were
wait,
saying, you were
she
saying,
only came on because why? She only came on because why?
Oh, no. I mean, well, she came on because we were in our second. Like, Deandra, I wanted Deandra in first season. Mm-hmm. But Deandra was like, mm-mm. I don't know nothing about that.
I am not going on that show right now. Not right? at all. Not
no,
at all. Keaton.
No.
We are not doing this in my home.
Exactly. Well, because we didn't know what it was going to do. And thank God, because can you imagine her around me my first season? I was like,
yes. Well, she would have been like, we are not doing this, Missing. Now you sit down.
Well,
I love last week when you're like,
say,
do you guys like, do you guys like Deandra? Do you guys like
she's
Deandra?
Like, drop
I
it.
Love Deandra.
Yeah.
Do y'all love her? She's yeah. literally one of my best friends. And what I love about her is, the shit she say when the cameras ain't rolling about the other cast members.
Oh.
And I'm just like,
I'm
you
sure.
need to say that shit at the reunion.
Is her mom as terrifying as she appears on TV?
I am not legally allowed to discuss her mother, but thank you for asking.
Oh. Leanne has to sit in the car outside.
I'm the one who coined her Mama D because I'm trying to get adopted.
I mean, we love D. We love D. We're just terrified.
Oh, no.
But we love
her. Did you know that there's a Twitter now that says Power Meemaw?
Power Meemaw, yes.
There's a Power Meemaw Twitter.
One of the greatest things that Ronnie ever came up with was saying that she had Power Meemaw hair.
I am loving Power Meemaw. Yeah.
Power Meemaw. I love her.
She's
now, if
fabulous.
You really want to get that done, you should go up and tell them you'll use the company credit card.
Well, see, and that's the thing. So here's the thing with Deandra and Mama D. So Mama D is like me. She really did scrap. She really did make it from nothing. Like, that woman fucking broke every fingernail she had to get what she's got, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And here's Deandra. I don't know. It just looks too dark. I don't know if I like that. So Mama D is waiting for Deandra to be like, bitch, give me the company. And Mama, right. And that's really what Mama D is waiting for. And Deandra's like waiting for Mama D, like, Mama D, die. So
yes. Well, her opening line is like, look, now I'm Deandra, and then I'll have an empire. I was like, whoa.
So, yeah.
This could be used against you in a court of law,
and
bitch.
She wrote that. And the truth is, I think, you know, that's what that family's a strong Texas woman. I just can't explain to y'all like what we're like. We are like, we're the funnest people to drink with. We will always be honest with you. But if you with us or our
you can
family,
say fuck. It's okay.
I know. I was editing.
Yeah.
if you mess with us or our family, child, I don't know where your body is. It ain't my fault.
Yes, bitch.
Some we have shit some people, broke out.
There we have some people from Houston
lime.
Right over there. We have a lady from Houston right
Yay,
over there.
Hey, that's my hometown. Go Houston.
We got some Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking to an El Paso.
I'm from New York and live in Los Angeles, and I cower at confrontation.
How do you come from El Paso and not speak Spanish?
Poquito.
Porquito? Porquito
no,
español?
Poquito, poquito español, sí.
¿Por qué?
Well,
porque no, porque sí. Because why do I know some or why
no
don't I know any?
Español?
I have no idea.
Poquito, pero no.
Pero, that's not a dog.
No necesito, okay.
Well, you know, so we do a segment on this show called Listener
Dame
Spotlight.
Dame su vodka. Okay.
And we're wondering, would you hang out while we do Listener Spotlight?
Oh, my God, yes, I would love that.
All right, so why don't we do some Listener Spotlight and talk to some people in the audience, right?
Yay!
And we could do this old school Phil Donahue style. So
Phil Donahue, so you want my mic
wait,
here?
Ronnie, yeah, Ronnie's coming into the audience with a mic. You just have to turn it on.
Ronnie,
look at this.
Ronnie.
This is an interactive experience.
Ronnie, pull your pants up because your jeans in the back look like they're like down by your knees.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my God. Crack. Crack in the back. Crack
That's going
in the back.
On Facebook Live, everyone.
Crack in the back.
Oh.
I love that headband. Wasn't that headband everything?
Okay. What's your name? What's your name? Jolene.
Jolene. Jolene. Yeah, I know. Oh. See?
Yeah.
And now you're famous.
Yeah. Yeah, you made it.
Oh, I'm so
yes, Jolene.
Happy to be here. I'm stoked. These guys' voices, like, you have no idea how bad I wanted to go to the hardware store. Again, editing myself. The hardware store and pick up, like, a vat of, like, sandpaper and put a bow
yeah.
on. Right? Do they not deserve some sandpaper up here?
Well,
that
would have
been
the
most terrifying
the
thing
place.
If you showed up with sandpaper. I'd be like,
oh, we are.
Yeah, I would look like Marie.
Like, well, should I just send, should we just send champagne? Like, we were trying to think of it. And I was like, where's Home Depot? I was just going to get you
someone
some
is actually calling
champagne.
Me during the live show. Can you believe it? It's
can
probably
you?
A telemarketer.
And you
Who
don't
is
even
it?
Know it.
I don't know. It's an unknown
223.
Number.
223. That's like an odd area code.
It's
oh,
probably,
323.
It's probably
LA.
Like
323, yeah.
Answer?
No, yeah. Let me answer.
I'm scared.
Leanne's going to answer for me.
Okay. Hello? No, I'm sorry. Ben's unavailable right now. Can I take a message?
Ask who it is.
Oh, it's a doctor's office.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Excuse me just for a moment.
I'm
sorry.
Getting scheduled.
So apparently
speaking
that test.
Speaking of HPV.
That test did not go as well as he thought.
I need to call
thought.
You back. I'm actually doing a live show right now.
Oh, so sorry. What the hell is a doctor? Oh, wait, what time is it in L.A., y'all?
Girl, we wake up late in L.A. because
she was so confused. Kaiser Permanente is crossing me off the list.
Well, hope you didn't need that appointment.
I don't need no stinking doctor.
I'm getting a physical.
Like my jitneys.
Wait, Jolene still has a question, by the way.
I'm sorry, Jolene.
Jolene, girl.
Yes, they rock.
Thank you. We love you guys.
Lala? Oh, Laura. I thought it was like Lala. Lala?
Yay! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
That's awesome.
We love you, girl.
Can you give the mic to Aileen?
All right,
we got one up here.
Look, Ronnie has to go to the bathroom. You'll have to hurry. He's like, and poo time.
Girl, you know I just walk right off and do
you
it.
You know, you and Brandy. Hi. Poo time.
Hey, oh.
Jackie.
Oh, you're the one we always say Flavin.
Jackie.
It's Jackie Flavin from the Crappin's mailbag. Frequently of the Crappin's mailbag.
I have presents for you guys.
Oh.
Oh, my God, how cute.
Thank you.
No, Jackie, beat your children. You heard.
Love that.
Don't let us stop you from slapping your kids when they need it, okay? Don't get rid of too much frustration.
Thank you, Jackie. Wow.
Jackie Flavin. It is crazy doing these and meeting so many of you that we've known for so many years on El Internet.
Isn't it awesome, though?
Yes, it's
like
rad.
They feel like you know them, and they feel like they know you, and then all of a sudden you meet them, and you're like, oh, my God!
Yeah.
But it's you crazy. Do. It's like 5 years
but
of
we
talking
get it also.
Shit on the Internet.
We get
do.
It also because we listen to other podcasts, too, and so like I know that feeling. It's like, I actually feel like I'm like friends with you, but like you don't know who I am. So I, like... We do it to other people, too.
Yeah, that's like whenever cool. I see Alec Baldwin, I'm like,
no, you
Alec.
Don't. No, you don't. You
that's
don't
how I feel with Ina Garten.
Beat that hard.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the below deck boat? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What does the below deck boat smell like?
Okay. Feel free to jump in.
Okay. The below deck boat, it smells like
poor people.
Game over. No.
It smells like old socks that need to be washed for
sure. True.
It smells like rancid salami mixed with Reeboks.
What is wrong with that man?
I think it smells like but not like sex. It's like.
Dirty ball sex.
That dirty.
Just
like
ball
we've all
sex.
Been down there when it's nasty, y'all.
You know, I met somebody.
Like, why am I sucking this?
I met.
Why?
Oh my God!
What is my life?
Take a shower.
This guy once told me, you know, sweaty balls, like how it smells like crayons.
And no, it
like,
does
what?
Not.
I said crayons.
What the heck was wrong with your crayons?
And, you know, I gave him the full on thing, you know.
Well,
look.
But the gag reflex is a real thing.
Was he blowing a crayon?
No, it was not a review, okay? It was not a personal review, you guys. It was not my Amazon store. It was like someone. But then I thought, okay, I can see that. Like, I can smell that a little.
I feel
but
like
anyway, not sex. Okay, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, what does it smell like?
Tapeworms and crayon balls. Okay, take it home with you.
Smells like chamois, used chamois, and refurbished couch insides. I don't know. What's
that? Smells like 2-day-old pot that's still in the furniture.
Yes.
And starfish tuna.
Yes.
Star-kissed. Starburst.
And I showered, so stop saying that.
I think it smells like spray-on glue for, like, the hair, the bad weave stuff. And not you. The poor people weave stuff.
Poor people.
The maid weaves. Okay. Mm. Spray glue and, like, Old Spice sock with, like, young people... masturbation sperm on it.
I feel like it smells like Malibu rum and Bruno's tired tears. All right, let's do another question.
Aileen. Oh, wait, Aileen, yeah. Aileen about to we'll sing some funny like girl.
Totally no, 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 you can ask the question, but then we'll do some. Oh, Tara has a gift.
Aww. Tara.
Tara has a gift.
Go, Ronnie, go.
Do you want me to get up? I could get up, too. I feel no, like I'm just sitting here.
Ronnie likes it.
Yay. Whoa, we got a Chicago. Thank you.
Yay. Oh. Who took the balls off?
A request and a question. We will always do Clear the Phlegm. And in fact, did everyone hear that we have this contest going on right now? You guys can win a free free Caroline Fleming cookbook. It's like a, yes. It's basically, just post a photo of yourself on Instagram just doing Caroline Fleming. Like do like yoga or like be with a bowl of salt. And at us and do hashtag Crappens Phlegm. And hashtag cook yourself happy. And we're going to choose our favorite ones, and they'll be the winner. So we'll be certainly be having lots of Clear the Phlegms to go, even though Liz
and actually,
London is
actually, we are right on the dot.
All right, so we have one more question for the back. Thank you.
Did you have another one? Sorry.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Who's your favorite Bravo celebrity in your phone?
Exclude.
Don't forget I have my hands.
Yeah.
They're just hands.
There's nothing in those hands.
Don't make me spit in your face. Like that happened while I was
Now, to be
whispering.
Fair, Leanne's not on my phone, so therefore you're naturally...
Bitch.
Yet.
Well, the person I've become closest to in real life is Leah Black.
Yeah.
Because she, we love as Leah you Black. Know, we post all the time. Yeah. But because she lives in L.A. 3 months out of the summer, and she gets bored, and I don't do shit in my life. I literally watch TV and talk and, like, eat. Like, that's it. Sleep. Yeah. Fart.
That's what I said when Bravo wanted to hire me. I was like, seriously? You're going to pay me to drink and act like an ass on TV?
Yes. Yeah.
Where do I sign?
Yeah. When it falls so low that you're just taping a dude on his couch laying there farting and scratching his, like, crayon nuts.
Yeah.
I will.
I would say, you know, Steven from Summer House is also super cool. And honestly, like, everyone we've met, like, it's not to say that the others are not cool. Like, we were hanging out with Tom and Ariana, what, like, a week and a half ago. And, like, we, like, literally bonded. Like, literally, like, it's, like, it's crazy. Like, honestly, I can't. Like, literally, I can't.
Everyone we've met has been really lovely. I avoid meeting them for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So if we've met anybody, it's because they already know. It's not like a surprise. Shannon was, I think, the only... Chris, nope, girl, I ain't going to the Grove.
Yeah, I was the one who
Like, if
that.
You... If she shoots me, I would have nothing to say. I'd be like, I deserved it. You know? Like, I know. I have no defense.
Yeah, because you made her fat, too.
My dream... My dream is to have Luann in my phone, and then she would automatically be my favorite, no matter what. Even if she was the worst person to me, I'd be like, would you believe it, girls? I've got Luann's number in my phone.
Luann?
Sorry.
Are you going to end up in a bush?
I will gladly end up in a
It'd
bush,
It'd be the
guy,
first
Luann.
Time you ever ended up in a bush, right?
It certainly would. It certainly would. All right, let's do one more question from the back. Right in the back up
Look
there.
All the way.
Up there, the stairs, she's waving.
I think the
We're sending Aileen
blonde.
In. I'm sorry, this is our last one because we
also,
are...
Also, bringing Aileen was like the smartest
right
thing
there,
of all
right
time, by the
right
way.
There, Aileen. Yes. Yes.
Hi. You did? Why don't you say hi?
You guys.
Oh.
Wow. Well done. Is that Jesus?
He's cute. It could be the start of your new life together.
One word. Really? Have you met me? You know how loquacious I am? Like, one word. I'm like, that's like saying, let's have sex for an hour. No.
Exactly.
You got 5 fucking minutes, asshole. And then I'm going to sleep. I'm Tori. I'm real. I'm not that. We have sex 10 times a week.
No,
no we don't, okay. Motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
And that would not be my relationship. Oh, and my God. Anyway. You know what? I will say this, because I've actually talked to producers, even the owner of our company, and I really believed that there was a relationship, and then watching it, I really am shocked how much there wasn't. So it's yes, thank you. At least you get to hear it.
Okay, now say that in one word, ma'am.
Oh, here you go. Fucked.
Disappointed. Ooh, fucked.
Bust.
Bust? Fucked.
Fucked.
Oh, I thought
Ronnie's
you said
like,
fussed. I was like, I like that. It's like a little Texas.
That's a different.
No.
So that unfortunately, that's all the questions we can take because we have to turn over the theater for the next show tonight. You guys,
thank you so much for coming.
Thank you to everyone up there. Sorry for everyone up there. We weren't looking. Thank you.
Awesome up there.
Good night.